All right, it's 6 minutes after the hour on the Power Hour, and we're talking about noonish. Those of you in Central Time that are listening to us live, and if you're on thepowerhour.com and you're listening to us streaming, that means that you are live with us as well. The number is 844-769-2944. The phone lines are open to hear what you are thinking about. Oh, is this ever important? Why? Well, anybody watching Fox News last night? Did you see Tucker? I watch him because we just like his personality, and he asks a lot of questions. He makes you think, which is kind of a neat thing. And I'm not just necessarily endorsing one talk show host, because on the other hand, when you get Hannity on, all he wants to do is go on a nonstop rant about day 69, day 70, day 71. We already know what the Biden administration did in Afghanistan, and a lot of veterans are upset. We also know that a lot of people are stocking up on guns and ammo and food because they fear that the proverbial caca is going to hit the fan at some point. Well, we've got this issue going down at the southern border where the Mexican police apparently were not able to contain the hordes. And from the looks of things, you cannot stop a horde coming at you with a bunch of shields. It just doesn't happen when you get the brute force of half a ton of people bearing down on you, and they're all pushing their way through your barricade, and you're getting knocked to the ground. To me, it didn't look like a very solid effort from what I saw, because pictures are worth a thousand words. Just didn't see the effort by Mexican police to stop the hordes. Apparently, there's tens of thousands of them headed to the Texas border right now. And as we talked about in the last hour, there was a potential assumption that was ventured that it may come to using firepower, because from reports I've had of people who have been down there, the drug cartels are not only having shootouts with each other, but the understanding is, and the reports we're getting in are, is they're actually shooting across the border. So if this is happening, I would say if that doesn't constitute the definition of an invasion, what does? Maybe you have a better idea about what constitutes an invasion. To me, anything like that, that where they're using firepower, deserves an equal and opposite reaction, wouldn't you think? Well, why is everybody pussyfooting around and not putting their foot down on this? That's what I want to know. Why people aren't calling their congresspeople and demanding, look, Congress has the power to declare war. Why don't you do it? Why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you pushing for that? You know, we're being invaded by people from all walks of life, and they're basically flying into and migrating to Mexico, south of our southern border, and they're hoofing it all the way into the United States from the southern border because Hair Sniffer Joe says it's okay. You got to wonder about that. I wonder about it. And with everything that's going on right now and the disparity that we are seeing between those who the Biden administration would mandate to take the jab, and it's like, okay, how many jabs did you get, Hair Sniffer Joe, and how many of those were placebos? Because the people that gave you the jab knew what it would do to you if they gave you the real thing. We just can't have the president of the United States dropping dead of the jab now. That would be a very bad example for the rest of us, wouldn't it? Because if it gets him, what's it going to do to us? And who's making all these billions of dollars? You know, like people I've talked to in the past have always said, Dave, follow the money. Follow the money. Show me the money. Show me the money. Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, for those of you who don't, you know, that voice just slipped out. I'm sorry. You got to understand that there are people out there, frontline doctors, that are actually looking at the patents. They're looking at the ingredients. And there is stuff in these jabs that is basically alive. There are four undeclared substances from what these frontline doctors are now saying that are invading your system. The S1 spike protein is part of that invasion. See, we're being invaded at our southern border, and then they want to stick a needle in your arm and invade your person. And now they want to can our military and disgrace them out of the military because they're being sensible. This is nutty that they would want to give our military something that they know damn well will kill them. Unless there's an agenda. Maybe they want to eliminate a whole bunch of, you know, I mean, what are the Marines? These are young, healthy guys, right? These are child-bearing, capable guys. They come home, they have a family, and what happens? The population grows. Oh, but maybe the Great Reset says we can't continue to grow the population if we're going to survive. I mean, the mentality of these people, they think, like AOC, you know, every time she opens her mouth, I feel like I'm on Hee-Haw again. And I'm looking at this scenario because they all think that there's going to be 8 years left in the world, that the climate is going to, we're going to get killed by the climate if we don't do something to reduce the population. So they've, all the little powers that be, the elitists, have gotten together and made up their minds and labeled it the Great Reset. And they go to the World Economic Forum and they set up all these little nonprofits. I'm surprised we haven't had more nonprofits that have been set up to oppose. And there are a few. RFK Jr. actually set up one too, the Health Children's Health Defense Network. There are all sorts of different ways of making money. And setting up a nonprofit is a brilliant idea because can you take donations? Sure you can. Are there people who believe in the cause of a nonprofit? Sure they do. Would they donate to your campaign? Sure they would. If it was the right kind of campaign and it was something they believed in, of course they'd donate to it. And here's the thing. You get to take out administrative costs in the process, and that means you get money to live on. So you see, all is not lost when it comes to finding ways to make a living, even if you quit your job or get fired because you refuse to take a vaccine. There's all sorts of ways of making a living. And so, you know, don't give up. And that's the one thing Americans have never been known to do, is to give up. Now, we had a lot of fentanyl deaths and opioid deaths. We sure have. Why? Because people made that choice. I did not tell these teenagers to eat Tide Pods. Where'd they learn that at? Social media, YouTube. Remember the TV series Jackass and how many people got injured trying to imitate all of that garbage?
Do not try this at home.
Yeah, but they do it anyway. And, you know, they take Tide Pods because they think it's cool. They do stupid stuff because they think it's cool, and then they're dead. And it's now we can blame the sources of where all this fentanyl is coming from, because they're seizing huge amounts, enough to kill a couple hundred thousand people at a whack. So, folks, this is not a pleasant situation that we are faced with right now. We do have a war going on in America, like Chad from North Carolina was saying earlier in the show. A lot of people have really started to pay attention, and I think it's more than just, you know, from what I've been reading on Epoch Times and other news sources that I tried to filter through, trying to sift through the ultra left versus the ultra right modus operandi. And what I'm talking about here is propaganda, because there are sites out there that I take issue with, because they do an insane amount of fear-mongering and put people on edge. And see, what you think about, you may bring about. And if it's a horrible ending, well, you're going to get what you believe. So, you know, believing is seeing. Not just seeing is believing. So this is one of the reasons why, when I go back to the idea of people that are stockpiling food, guns, and ammo, they're doing it because they've been motivated to believe we are going to be in another major conflict that's going to affect this country directly. And if we have people who, and we've done this before, we've seen it before, all of these illegal immigrants or people who are basically migrating into this country, they get stuck in the major cities, they get given a little bit of money. Pretty soon the money runs out. Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? How are they going to make a living? How are they going to work in the underground? You know, somebody's going to figure it out, and they're going to deny them a job. They're not going to want to employ them. So literally they're just basically migrants on the streets. And when you get in that kind of a mindset, what happens? They get desperate. That's just like anybody who gets starved. They can't go to the grocery store because the grocery store shelves are empty because everybody either looted them. I can't help think about what happened with Hurricane Katrina and what a mess that was and how people's entitlement and their value systems changed because the government failed to respond in a timely fashion. And a lot of people lost their lives, not just because of the natural system of things and the way it all shook out. They also lost their lives because of government interference. And any time that, and I'm being sarcastic here, any time you want something done right, let the government get involved. And this is what's happening. And any time that they want to declare an emergency and to legitimize their agenda, they will, and they have. Now, I know there are people out there that are listening to the sound of my voice right now that have access to a telephone. The number is 844-769-2944. I don't want to just hear the sound of my voice. I want to hear the sound of yours. Get on the phone. Pick it up right now. Call me and tell me what you're thinking. 12:17 p.m. right now, Central Time for those of you. You can, if you missed the show or friends missed the show and there's something worthy of discussion that you want to turn them on to, we are archived shortly after these broadcasts end, and you can go on thepowerhour.com and listen to the broadcasts. That's how it works. But if you want to participate live and you're in Central Time or listening to us during the live broadcast from whatever time zone you're in, you can call us at 844-769-2944. You should basically write this down like a lot of our listeners have so they have access and they have the number right at their fingertips. In fact, you can save it, bookmark it in your phone, and save it as a contact. We like that idea. And so you can call up, and I don't care, you know, how radical you think it sounds. Other people out there, for every one person, this is a statistic. Now, you can take it for what it is, folks, but for every one person that professes a belief system of a specific nature, there are 100 other people out there that think the same way. Would you buy that? Is that palatable? We're going to have Mark Crispin Miller on the show. Thank God for Catherine. She's got magic fingers and a giant Rolodex. And we're going to have Mark Crispin Miller on the show. He is a professor at New York University, and his tenure has been challenged because he was doing an exercise in propaganda. That's what he teaches. And folks, if you've not paid attention to propaganda, you want to come Thursday and listen to the show and tell all your friends. Mark Crispin Miller has got a lawsuit filed against 19 of his co-professors who all demanded that the dean of the University of NYU, which is a liberal school, do something, review him, demonize him, chastise him, cut his tenure. Screw the salary. Don't give him a severance. Fire him. And it was all because of the fact that he wanted to conduct an exercise in propaganda. And it was over masking. And one of his students, who was pro-mask, very insecure little girl, came late to class by permission. She missed the entire introduction, which is where Miller was explaining to his class about propaganda, how it works. And he wanted his class to engage in serious research on the pros and cons of masking and made everybody take their mask off. Well, when she walked into class late and saw this, she freaked out and started tweeting. Oh, God forbid, there's social media again. Started demonizing him, and then all of a sudden the university picked up on it because it spread, it went viral. And so now Mr. Miller, the professor, has a lawsuit against the 19 individuals who came after him with this letter because they refused to retract their statements. And so he's suing them. And his GoFundMe account scored over $100,000 to pay for his legal costs within a relatively short period of time. So there's a lot of people out there. That's when I talk about these GoFundMes and nonprofits and stuff like that. There are people out there willing to give to a cause. So you got to think about the effects of that. But more importantly, we're talking about propaganda. It's like you can't believe everything you see and hear. We're hearing and seeing so much 1984 stuff I mean, this was high school literature to me, reading George Orwell. He's written other books as well, but this book was written in 1948, and it's entitled 1984, juxtapose the letter, or the number, because of the fact that he knew or could see the writing on the wall. And so when it comes time for all of the liberal left to do the damage that they are now doing to society, all the right-wing mentality folk sit around and worry and basically go into a state of depression and do nothing. Some of them call up and complain, and when they realize that their complaints fall on deaf ears, they get more depressed. Others, on the other hand, and I'd like to know which one of these you are, start arming themselves, thinking, well, I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to stand up for what's right. Well, what's right at our southern border? That's what I'd like to know. Where's our military, who they want to give the jab to? Maybe they should just send them all down to the southern border and let them help defend our country. Nah. Depression and do nothing. Some of them call up and complain, and when they realize that their complaints fall on deaf ears, they get more depressed. Others, on the other hand, and I'd like to know which one of these you are, start arming themselves, thinking, well, I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to stand up for what's right. Well, what's right at our southern border? That's what I'd like to know. Where's our military, who they want to give the jab to? Maybe they should just send them all down to the southern border and let them help defend our country. Nah, they can't do that. You know, it's kind of crazy the way this whole thing unfolds, and you have to start asking your one on deaf ears. They get more depressed. Others, on the other hand, and I'd like to know which one of these you are, start arming themselves, thinking, well, I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to stand up for what's right. Well, what's right at our southern border? That's what I'd like to know. Where's our military, who they want to give the jab to? Maybe they should just send them all down to the southern border and let them help defend our country. Nah, they can't do that. You know, it's kind of crazy the way this whole thing unfolds, and you have to start asking your wanted to just do a peaceful protest. Who anticipated? Others, on the other hand, and I'd like to know which one of these you are, start arming themselves, thinking, well, I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to stand up for what's right. Well, what's right at our southern border? That's what I'd like to know. Where's our military, who they want to give the jab to? Maybe they should just send them all down to the southern border and let them help defend our country. Nah, they can't do that. You know, it's kind of crazy the way this whole thing unfolds, and you have to start asking your wanted to just do a peaceful protest. Who anticipated, or who got him excited? I wanted to tell him that. I said I was in tears halfway through the book, through the first chapter. And he said, well, why was that? I go, because you were telling the story about Randy Weaver and what the feds did to him and his family. And anybody that's familiar with Ruby Ridge understood the southern border and let him help defend our country. Nah, they can't do that. You know, it's kind of crazy the way this whole thing unfolds, and you have to start asking your wanted to just do a peaceful protest. Who anticipated, or who got him excited? I wanted to tell him that. I said I was in tears halfway through the book, through the first chapter. And he said, well, why was that? I go, because you were telling the story about Randy Weaver and what the feds did to him and his family. And anybody that's familiar with Ruby Ridge understands what a debate. What should Americans expect based on what past history has taught us? And that's why I cried halfway through the first chapter of the book, because the realization of how we have been enslaved sunk in. And this is a huge issue with a lot of people in America today that I want to hear about. I want to talk about this. If you feel like you're in bondage, why do you feel that way? You know, this is America. We're a whole nation of overachievers. You have every right to engage in free enterprise. What's keeping you from it? What's holding you back? Is it the behavior of the government? I mean, can't we just ignore what's going on? Don't think so. We're not that kind of people. We're free people. We have to govern ourselves and be responsible for ourselves. We got to be responsible for our families, and we have to be responsible to our community to be good civic-minded people. And this is what it's all about, folks. It's about establishing the community that you are in and making your community function properly, in a godly fashion. Because when everybody gets along and everybody has the same mindset, it makes it a whole lot harder for invaders to come in and mess with you because neighborhoods band together. And this is something that, unfortunately, America may be facing in short order. I would be the last one to admit that. But I just have this sinking feeling in the back of my head that if we don't do something to address what's coming at us from the southern border, that America is going to be and waking up one morning and finding itself in way worse shape. And this is where, you know, we need your input. 844-769-2944. We welcome you to call in. We are coming up to the break. For those of you who want a little pop quiz, who is the country's biggest farmland owner? Well, if you said Bill Gates, you were right. He owns more farmland in the U.S. than any other private farmer. He owns 242,000 acres, much of it considered some of the richest soil in the country, which he's acquired over the past few years. Now he wants to sell you fake meat. Wow. He's been calling for sustainable energy and reduced carbon emissions for over a decade, but he's also invested in big pharma and heavily invested in lab-grown foods and toxic chemicals that poison the food supply. Is he your friend? Don't think so. Most of the computer geeks I knew back in the 70s when he started up didn't like him then. They don't like him now. It's even worse. He's got more enemies. And then he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, my. What has this world come to? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Power Hour. My name is Dave Krieger. It's wonderful to be on this show. And you are welcome to call in after the break, 844-769-2944. Please make a note of it because I want to hear what you're thinking.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, Our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you live, 12:33 Central Time on a Tuesday, the 26th of October, nearing Halloween. And my goodness, what is your kid going to go dressed up as? I always want to think about that, given all of this cancel culture nonsense going on right now. They've trashed all our holidays. We can't even have any fun. They want to lock us down. They want to strip us of all of our rights. They want to bring people into this country that have never lived here before, but have been promised basically a free ride for their vote. I mean, come on. That's what's going on. What do you think? 844-769-2944 is our number. And you got to wonder about the attitude that people get when they get pushed too far. Now, let's take the foreclosure scenario, for example. The number of foreclosures in America, because I keep a pulse on this, having dealt with foreclosures for the last 12 years as a paralegal to attorneys across the United States and reading over 10,000 different files and case studies, the subject matter is not pleasant. A lot of this is brought on by inadvertent behavior. And we're talking about behavior that, you know, basically nobody was taught mortgage 101 in high school. Well, what do you expect when you get out there and then you see all these TV commercials about how wonderful, you know, get a rocket loan? And little do you know, they've securitized your paper in the secondary markets and your loan just kind of disappeared and went into la la land. You have no idea where the loan is and who owns it until you quit making your payments for some reason. A lot of people did it because medical reasons. Now imagine people being infected with COVID and the husband and the wife both pass away. Who's going to pay the mortgage? And now the bank comes in, clean sweep, takes the house. Wow. Amazing how the transfer of wealth occurs in America, isn't it? And they can lie to the judge and say, Your Honor, take my word for it. We own the house. And the judge believes it. Why? Because he's got a mortgage too. And if they didn't pay theirs, why, you know, what makes you so entitled that you should have a free house? And see, they use that free house argument all the time. And then people end up in tent cities. I've seen them. I've seen an entire courtroom of about 150 homeowners, and in 2 hours, the courtroom is empty, and all but two homeowners have had their cases dismissed and thrown out. They're done. They're foreclosed on. The judge has canceled the note and given the bank the house in all but two cases. Two of them got set for trial because two of them came with attorneys that knew what was going on. And you see that this is only 2% of those who chose to stand and fight. When the foreclosure issues started to happen back in 2009, 97% of those American homeowners, after getting served notice of foreclosure, packed up and moved out. That's a huge number of people that chose not to stand and fight. Now, that tells me something about the way America views things. Because if you're willing to just up and move out of your homestead, when basic legal principles can keep you in it for 2 to 3 years or longer, I know that have been fighting foreclosures for over 13 years and are still in their house. Folks, you know, giving up, this is not the American way. I mean, owning a home was supposed to be the American dream. What are we doing now? Allowing BlackRock and Blackstone and Vanguard and PIMCO and all these major investors to come in and buy up all the houses and turn us into a nation of renters? Wow. You know, we can't be like that, especially when we're facing the trying times we are now. Yes, we did get locked down and put into a state of paranoia, and then come to find out maybe we didn't have a national emergency after all. Yes, the COVID virus is real. I'm not denying that at all. I also know from talking to David Martin that the United States government helped create this virus, among others. And that this virus was given to the Wuhan lab along with money through Echo Health Alliance. So when Dr. Anthony Mengele gets in front of the Senate and has these arguments with Ron Paul and everybody else and says, we didn't fund gain of function research, technically he's not lying. But the money went to Echo Health Alliance from Fauci's sources through the back door in Echo Health Alliance. Funded the gain of function research. And there's more to come. Look at it this way from a logical perspective. If you have natural immunity and all of a sudden you get vaccinated, what do you think the vaccine does to your natural immunity? And you wonder why all these vaccinated people are now coming down with COVID, especially all the different variants. How many of you understand that Jean-Luc Montagnier, the scientist who discovered the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, AIDS, he figured it out. He came on with an article that I was aware of last year, and he says, hey, guess what? I figured out where the 4% of this COVID-19 jab, I figured out what's in it. Because you want to know why we're having all these variants once they get the jab? Well, it's because they got the AIDS virus in the jab. The AIDS virus is in the COVID-19 jabs. 4% of that is human immunodeficiency virus. What does that do? It breaks down your immune system so your body cannot fight infection. Now, that doesn't sound like a vaccine to me, folks. We've seen what AIDS can do to a population. And then they blame it on the green monkey virus. Somebody went over to Africa and sex with the green monkey, whatever. You know, the religious right came out. Everybody, you know, you see all the narratives that came out just over that? And we didn't lose the kind of population we lost. But that virus was created in a lab. Just like this one is. And they try to patent these things. And if you do your patent research, like David Martin did, you will find out stuff that will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Not a pleasant situation. And so the simple things on earth that like Merck created, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, which President Trump and Melania both took, hydroxychloroquine, among other things, and they got better. They were back on their feet. Now, there wasn't a jab created then, yet they administered simple, low-cost drugs to the president who got better. And now the FDA is attacking ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Yet Merck now, big pharmacy, you know, big pharma, they're coming out with a new antiviral, molnupiravir, It's amazing just how they make these things so damn long you can't pronounce them right. One paper compared Merck's data on molnupiravir against peer-reviewed data on ivermectin and found ivermectin has a low side effect profile, costs less than its drug, molnupiravir, and is more effective against SARS-CoV-2. Clinical trial data show Merck gathered 1,850 participants, but released the data on only 762 in the non-hospitalized arm of the study. The study with hospitalized patients anticipated 1,300 participants, but enrolled 304 before terminating for business reasons. Merck has applied for emergency use authorization for molnupiravir against COVID-19. Now, how many of you have invested in Merck stock now? You see, they've made so much money. If you watch how much money that Pfizer and Moderna have made. And see, Moderna has been banned by several European countries now because of the fact that people are coming down with myocarditis and several other major maladies as a result. So what can we say? You know, do Americans just give up? Think we're all licked? Oh, we can't leave our house because if we do, we might get COVID. Folks, come on. Don't you know enough about this? Where I live, hardly anybody wears masks. I would say right now, 1 out of 100 people have a mask on anywhere that I've seen them. So understand that the way that this scenario has been postured is to make us all scared to stay in our house. Now, why would they want you to stay in their house? Because they know where you are. Gee, do I get to do a pedo Joe, sleepy hair sniffer Joe? Do I get to do the, they know where you are? You know, it's like I'm watching another horror flick again. We don't have to be that way, folks. Phone lines are still open, 844-769-2944. If you have not ordered your products, guess what? Power Mall is open, thepowermall.com. And you can call. Jay will pick up the phone and dutifully take your order, especially for the Lamb Miracle Skin. You're going to get 10% off that in the Helon products this week. Plus, they've got a sale on the OptiVita products. You need to call and ask about those, too, while you're on the phone. Never hurts to build your medicine chest, especially for those of you who are and who categorize yourself as a prepper. You know, don't feel bad. It's a negative label. I know it is a negative label, and it's unfortunate that the other side has to label us because we are preparing for something that they all think we're just a bunch of paranoid. But why shouldn't we be paranoid? You know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed, right? But here's the thing. Our government has turned into a surveillance state, and it's happening because they want to know who's thinking what. They want to know who's about to organize into a militia. They want to know how many thousand people with AR-15s and fully loaded, you know, with several thousand rounds of ammunition each are going to come to the Capitol. I want to know why Sniffer Joe built a $500,000 fence around his house when he can't do something about our border wall. That's what I want to know. What do you think? You think he's a hypocrite? I think he's a communist myself. I think the whole left wing are nothing but communists, and they want to turn America into a communist state. I'm done with this Marxist label. These people are just behaving. I mean, where's Roy Cohn when you need him? Have the Un-American Activities Committee started up all over again. Good luck with that. It's a little too far-fetched, a little too far out there. You got all this left-wing progressives all saying that whiteys shouldn't have any righties. So, you know, that's a problem because, you know, they seem to forget that African-American people fought with us alongside in the Revolutionary War. They fought and died for what they believed in, too. So understand, in the Civil War, there were African-Americans serving in the Civil War on both sides. You got to understand that this is not about racism anymore. America is not a racist country. Our attitude has been changed in some regard because of the fact that we have been molded by the latest rash of current events. And they've got us locked down, pinned in our houses for 20 months, under the auspices of a plandemic. Most of the frontline doctors have come forward and said what they believe in, and many of them are saying this is a deliberate attempt to kill as many American citizens as possible. And they don't care what race, color, creed, gender. They don't care. All they care about is how many of these people they can eliminate with the virus, the jab, the boosters. They don't care. And Big Pharma is making a ton of money into the tens of billions of dollars off the backs of hardworking Americans. These are your tax dollars that are going to pay for this nonsense, folks. I don't know if that's sunk in yet or not, but if you don't have your congressman's phone number at the ready, you should. You should be on that phone every day barraging his office with phone calls and complaining about why they're not doing something about it. And for them to sit there and say, well, it's, you know, 24 Republican congressmen, they're basically rhinos and they're keeping us from, but there's ways of influencing rhinos. Hillary Clinton found it amazing on how to influence people. It's called Filegate. It makes you wonder if that stuff is not going on in Congress right now. One of those crazy things. We ask those questions because we think you might have an answer. If you do, you still have a little bit of time to call me up on the Power Hour, 844-769-2944, to discuss what's going on, like we did in our first hour. It's amazing. We know people are listening, and we appreciate you calling and letting us know what's going on. The leaky vaccine breakthrough variant, by the way, is here. High COVID vax rates create pressure on the virus to mutate into variants with higher levels of contagion and pathogenicity. This, according to Dr. Mercola's website. Recent research concluded that those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are indeed more susceptible to COVID variants infections than unvaccinated people. See, now we're going back to what's in that jab. The narrow protection you get from the COVID shot will inevitably necessitate a booster shot. Of course, you have to have a booster, right? For each new emerging variant, how many times do you have to get a booster shot before it finally does you in? It means if the jabs you got in the first place didn't kill you, well, it must not be working as well as we thought it did. So let's give them some more jabs. Maybe this one will kill them. You gotta, if you don't start thinking like that, folks, you really have been drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, we don't need another Jonestown in America, but we're already here. I mean, we already know that at least 200,000 people, according to some of the data from the Medicare sites, 200,000 people have died as a result of the jab. That's pretty serious. And then, you know, now you've got people who are vaccinated and they're out there and they're getting COVID. Well, again, we go back to the simplicity and logic. Where if you get a flu shot, what do they give you a little bit of? If you get the COVID vaccine, what do they give you a little bit of? It doesn't take an Einstein to figure that out, folks. If you're looking at the results from other countries, which we really don't have a whole lot of information in America because the CDC, the NIH, and Dr. Anthony Mengele are hiding it, UK data show COVID death toll is higher among the fully vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated between February 1st and September 12th of this year. 63.5% of those who died from COVID-19 within 28 days of a positive test were fully vaccinated. What does that tell you? Infection-enhancing anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies now recognize both the original Wuhan and the Delta variants suggest antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, is emerging. We've talked about this before. It's called pathogenic priming. Wow. And I've been reading the copy here, and I missed the name of the caller. We have a caller holding right now on the Power Hour. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, it's Tom in Michigan. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. You were talking earlier about the you know, there, it's always something racism or, you know, pitting one group against the other. You know, it seems to me like we'll just say racism. You know, it's always somebody else, you know, talking for this group of people, this, you know, that have been wronged. It's never, you know, they're never, you know, talking about their own cause. So, you know, nobody can ever be cross-examined, like, you know, oh, where does it hurt? You know, who did it? You know, they're making a living off of other people's problems. It would be so easy for me, you know, if it was the actual person, you know, that, well, you know, 200 years ago, somebody persecuted my ancestors, and that's, you know, why I'm not doing so good in life, you know. And I just ask them, well, you know, you're not doing so good in life, but, you know, what did you do bad in the past life to deserve that? You know, it's just very simple. But I think a lot of your audience probably, you know, wouldn't agree with that attitude. But
I'm not sure. Here's the thing, you know, is having reparations because of something your ancestors did, does that entitle you to go loot a store and steal Gucci purses? I mean, seriously, you wouldn't succumb to that, would you?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if it was the individual himself, you know, saying, well, it's me, you know, I deserve this, you know, I'm going to fight for this. But no, it's always somebody like a Barack Obama playing the race card for everybody else, or, you know, you know, now the who's the senator, who was running for president, the real communist that lost out, Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie Sanders, you know, he's got all kinds of money, but he doesn't want anybody else to have any because of all these inequities or what have you. They're always making money off of other people's problems.
That's a good analogy there, Tom. I don't find a whole lot of fault with that logic because of the fact that, I mean, you know them by their fruits, right? That's what the Bible says. Ye shall know them by their fruits. So, I mean, if they operate in that way and they sit there and they go, do as I say, not as I do, just like, you know, Sniffer Joe, building a fence around his house with $500,000 of taxpayer money, yet he can't do anything to build the wall.
You know,
because he wants more voters. I mean, this is crazy.
I think there's a simple explanation, and I heard a preacher say this on a radio broadcast. He says, God doesn't spank the devil's kids. that's why they're so successful, and I suppose that makes as much sense as anything.
Yeah, that's some pretty good advice. You know, but really blows me away is Catholic bishops up in Minnesota that put out YouTube videos, and they're all saying that you cannot be Catholic and vote Democrat. So you see, they're even politicizing what's going on, Tom. It's the craziness of what's going on because we've been thrown into these scenarios. And over time, America has been, and a lot of the people have drank the Kool-Aid and they've been made to feel like they're entitled. And this is the problem. Most of the people who feel they're entitled, you know, the world owes me a living, those kinds of people out there, had some scenario in their life, or it's these young kids that have been through the liberal college education that have been brainwashed into believing that they're entitled to every single thing and they should have it for free. And see, this is where America has been sidetracked.
I remember when I was like that, and one of the things that occurred to me, I wasn't real stupid, but I didn't know a whole lot. But I figured out that all I had to do was prove everybody else wrong. I didn't actually have to support my view, you know, because I didn't have any way to support it, and I couldn't admit it because then, you know, I would have lost the argument. So all I had to do was attack, attack, attack.
Yeah, thanks for that, because that's one of the reasons why the liberal left likes to call you a racist, because that's their finality. That's the argument. This is what they do, is they say, okay, you're a racist. Well, why would you say that? Well, if you don't know by now, and they turn around and walk away. See, they got the last laugh. Unfortunately, if they don't have the data to back up what they're saying, their narrative is false and should be disregarded. So, Americans, thank you, Tom, so much for the call. Americans, don't let this stuff get under your skin. It really, you know, just because somebody calls you racist, you don't have to sit there and argue with them. They're talking nonsense out of the other side of their mouth. And the problem I have with that is they don't have an argument. When they come and they say, I did the research on all of this medicine I've been taking. I did the research on the jab. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm okay. Well, you might not be okay in 3 years. You might come down with COVID before then. You might give COVID to the rest of your family. well, no, I just had to go out and get the shot because the government said I had to do that. You believe everything your government tells you, blind faith in your leaders will get you killed, saith Bruce Springsteen in one of his diatribes. And he's liberal. But the thing is, you know, look what they were doing. They were protesting during Vietnam and all these other little police actions that we've had. And it's just amazing how the narratives shift to fit the scenario. All they got to do is just change the narrative up a little bit and keep everybody confused, and that makes us easier to control. You see, that's the problem. That's one of the reasons why I'm glad that this week we're going to have Mark Crispin Miller on the show to talk about propaganda, how to spot it, how to recognize it, how to dump it out of your mindset, how to zero in on the truth. This is what's really important. And we're also going to have Dennis Barron on the show on Friday with The New American. And he's going to be discussing a lot of the COVID control mechanisms going on, which, you know, you definitely want to tune in. Our producers have lined up some really, really good guests here on the Power Hour, and we strive always to go after the truth as much as we can. But like I say, a lot of what you're hearing in narratives from both sides of the aisle, a lot of that can be looked at as propaganda. Until you actually sit through and vet what they're saying, don't believe everything you hear. In the meantime, stay safe, God bless you, and God bless America. I'm Dave Krieger for the Power Hour. See you tomorrow.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.